Boker Tov, Erev Shabbat Shalom. Welcome back to all of those who are away. Looking forward to seeing all of your tens on Shabbat. Whoever didn't get a ten, Baruch Hashem, that means you were spending more time in the Beit HaKnesset, learning with Hashem, spending time praying to Hashem, so that's also very good. Baruch Hashem. So, whether you have the ten or you don't have the ten, it's all good. The importance is that you have the ten on the inside. That's the importance, right? You have the shining aura of Hashem's Torah that's brightening you on the inside. Interesting halakha regarding during the minhag of Sefirat HaOmer, we have not to get haircuts and shaving. So what is the halakha exactly? When are you allowed to get haircuts? When are you allowed to shave? What is the, you know, what is the custom? What is the halakha? So the Mashadi custom and the halakha actually really is a little bit differ based on each family. Some families had the custom, you know, not to get haircuts until Lag BaOmer, the 33rd of the Omer. The Sephardic halakha, and based on Rabbi Ben Chaim, is that it's best not to get haircuts until the 34th of the Omer, Lamed Dalet, 34th of the Omer. That is the accepted Sephardic custom, and the better thing to do if a person can't wait till the 34th of the Omer, that's the best thing to do. That's with regards to getting haircuts, which I think has become the more widely accepted custom amongst all of Am Yisrael, pretty much, to wait for haircuts. Regarding shaving, you see many different people and many different families have different customs regarding shaving. Now, what's the halakha regarding shaving during Sefirat HaOmer? So what's the idea? Why aren't we getting haircuts and shaving? So first we need to explain why we're not in order to understand when you would be allowed. During this time period, Rabbi Akiva, who was one of the biggest Tanaim, one of the biggest rabbis who ever lived, he had built himself 24,000 students. And during these 34 days, the first 34 days of the Omer, all of his students died from a big plague. Why? Because they didn't have ahavat chinam. They weren't loving with one another. They had problems getting along with one another, for lack of better explanation. And for that reason, because they weren't able to accustomedly be able to get along with one another, they had a plague that all of them died during these 34 days. So to mourn for them to a certain extent, we don't shave and we don't get haircuts during this time period in order to mourn for them. Now, getting haircuts is a little bit easier. Now, with regards to shaving, for some people, let's say, for example, they have business meetings, or they have important meetings with people that they need to look clean for, or for some people who shave every single day, it may be very uncomfortable for them to go 34 days without shaving. So for that reason, Rabbi Ben Chaim has taught us that for people who it may not be easy for, or it's hard for them to wait so long not to shave, it's okay if a person wants to shave Erev Shabbat in honor of Shabbat on Friday, in honor of Shabbat, or on Rosh Chodesh, in honor of the new month. That would be an accepted custom as well to do that. You're allowed to do that. You can rely on the lenient opinions, the Tshuvat HaRadbaz, who allows to shave on Friday in honor of Shabbat. If a person is hard for him and it's not easy, it's okay. Rabbi Ben Chaim says it's allowed. And for those who want to be strict and wait until the 34th of the Omer as well, that's also a good custom and it's a good thing to do. If a person is strict, Harizim Mishubach, he'll be praised as well. But there is what to rely on if a person, it's hard for them to wait so long, that in honor of Shabbat Friday, you shave in honor of the Kavod of going into Shabbat clean, or in honor of Rosh Chodesh, to be able to go into Rosh Chodesh. B'zad Hashem, we'll be able to keep the minhag and keep the halakha in the most proper way. And by doing so, it'll bring a refuah shalom all Israel, and especially for Sarah Bat Rivka. Have a great day and Shabbat Shalom.